Now, let's talk about cancer treatment and, you know, ensuring, particularly during this pandemic, that you, any symptoms, anything you've got, any procedures that you need to have, that you go ahead and have that done. A woman from Aldershot who has been treated for cervical cancer is urging other women who suspect something is wrong to get medical advice. But let's hear from you, Lorna. I mean, you are now clear of cervical cancer. But you were first diagnosed when you found out you were pregnant.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So back in 2016, I didn't know I was pregnant, but I was under investigations for, well, we didn't really know what was going on. And I found out I was pregnant just before I then was diagnosed with cervical cancer.
That must have been just devastating. You know, what were the decisions you were then faced with then about the pregnancy?
Yeah. Definitely. So really, really tricky decisions to make. I was very early on in my pregnancy. So they recognised probably about 6 to 8 weeks. And it just, what the discussion was that the pregnancy, it wasn't going to be viable. The cancer cells that they'd taken were too aggressive to consider attempting a full pregnancy. And in which case it was, you know, we had to get on with cancer treatment. So the decision was unfortunately made that we had to terminate the pregnancy.
So what could have been an exciting time in your life, looking forward to a new baby, was actually a time where you were looking at, you know, some quite extensive treatment to ensure that you survived.
Yeah, exactly that. And it was a big year for us. I'd turned 30, we'd got married. And then right at the end of that year, that was when I got my diagnosis. So, yeah, the reason for finding out was that we were trying for a baby. So I'd noticed that there were some differences happening with my body. And that was when I was then diagnosed. And then, yeah, the treatment was really extensive. I ended up with 6.5 weeks of chemo, radiotherapy and brachytherapy. And then at the end of that, about 6 months later, it still hadn't quite shifted. So I ended up with a hysterectomy as well. So, yeah, it was a very, very stressful and very hard 7-8 months and then waiting to get the all clear.
How did you cope with that? Because, of course, I would imagine at the time, you know, of that age where a lot of your friends would have been having babies, they were having babies, you were having this treatment and then a hysterectomy. I mean, in terms of what you were going through, it must have been so incredibly difficult.
Yeah, it really was. And it still is, you know, like you see people doing exactly what you had planned to do. And it is really hard. But I think for me and for my husband, it was about saving my life and the importance of us then being able to potentially go on and have a family in other ways. You know, the focus, I had to be there to be able to do that. So for us, the cancer treatment absolutely had to come first. I had to get rid of the cancer. And the first thing I asked when I was actually given my diagnosis is, okay, well, how do I not have cancer anymore? You know, I was really, really keen to come out the other side of it. And fertility wise, I've been really well supported. I've had support from my CNS. I've had support from my surgeon, from my consultant, and then a really wonderful fertility team who were actually able to preserve my fertility before my treatment, which was to move my ovaries. So I had that done. And so when the hysterectomy happened, yes, it was horrible, but it was that kind of final part of making sure that I was cancer free.
And the reason you're talking about this is because you want to make sure that other women, maybe they get that intervention a little earlier and don't go
Absolutely.
Through what you've been through.
Absolutely. It's so important to me to raise awareness. And obviously with this week being Cervical Cancer Prevention Week, it's just such a good time to be talking about it. And absolutely, I think for me, it's about people knowing their bodies, knowing if something isn't quite right and going and getting things checked. And even at this time with COVID and, you know, all the news about how under pressure the NHS is, they are still there and available to look at anything that may be going on in your body that you're just not sure about.
And of course, that test early on can just make such a huge, huge difference. You catch it early and the prognosis is very different.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, my smear, I'd been regular with my smear tests. I wasn't out of date for them, but unfortunately mine happened in between, which just shows even more the importance of making sure that you're getting tested, you're regular with your screening. And if there is just even the slightest bit of concern that you're not sure what's going on, just going and getting it checked out. And going, having those conversations, whether it's your GP, whether it's, your local nurse, whoever it is that you can go and have a chat with about that and looking into that in more detail.
And, you know, you've got a lot to look forward to now. You've been through a very tricky few years. You've had the treatment and now you have 9 embryos just waiting for the next stage and that
Correct.
Surrogate and hopefully the family that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope so. And I think for me, if I can raise any awareness for anyone or just offer support to anyone who may be going through the unknown elements of it, then absolutely. But yeah, four years down the line and we're just starting to get our life back on track. And it's definitely been a roller coaster. But yeah, very, very grateful to have come out the other side of it, so to speak.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us and all the best of luck for the future with those embryos. And thank you for joining us.